today's evolving world, the role of youth in the community has never been more crucial. Their involvement in community activities, from grassroots initiatives to global movements, showcases their potential to drive positive change. Tombra County of Western Equatorial State is one of the areas in the country affected by conflict and violence this year. Dennis Mobaya, a youth leader in Tombra, says youth were the most affected by the conflict in the area. He says, after the conflict, the youth in the area embarked on sensitizing the communities on peaceful coexistence and supporting the elderly affected by the conflict.
The youth actually have very many roles to play in the community. And for example, like with us here, the war has affected most youth. We have youth here who have engaged in sensitizing the community, telling the community how to peacefully coexist. And again, our youth have engaged in helping the elderly people who have been greatly affected by the conflict.
He encourages young people to rise up and take the responsibility of the community.
The community belongs to us, and always we hear that the youth are the leaders for tomorrow. And actually, that's not the real meaning. The youth are the leaders for today and for tomorrow. And if we are not responsible for ourselves, responsible for our elderly people, and responsible for our environment.
Youth engagement in agriculture is vital to South Sudan's efforts to enhance food security and economic stability. Agriculture offers a significant economic opportunities for youth, serving as an alternative to oil production and a means to reduce poverty. Angoro George, who owns a farm in Torit County of Eastern Equatoria State, says with the economic situation, it is important for young people to engage in agriculture to improve the livelihoods in their communities.
You know, our community currently, the situation in our country, not actually in our country alone, but worldwide, there is a lot of inflation, economic situation is not very fine. So some of the activities that we can embark on as the youth, for example, like agriculture, we have to tilt our land, which is very virgin, and which we really need to enhance to make sure that we... We also have something that can improve our livelihood, because we cannot really rely so much on the government, because we all know the situation of the economic situation in this country and in the world. So I encourage all the youth and everybody to at least try to make sure that they get that time to also do some of their agricultural activities.
Angoro stresses that youth in his area are now encouraging the locals to cultivate for commercial purposes, not consumption farming only.
We have actually started embarking on these activities. I also have some colleagues of mine who we together are trying to encourage our people down in the grass so that they only not cultivate for subsistence farming, but also for commercial. Because if you look at most of our people, they only cultivate for only their consumption. We are encouraging them by also doing some of the agricultural activities so that they look into making it a commercial activity for them. They should not only rely on this small subsistence farming, which cannot sustain them for a long period of time.
Meanwhile, Secretary for Planning and Research, Minister of Youth and Sports, Florence Ajuba, says young people play a big role in creating peace in their communities by defying hate speech, especially on social media platforms. Ajuba emphasizes on the variety of digital tools available for young people to use in transforming the community.
In this digital era, there are many things that young people can do, depending on the different sectors or industries that young people focus on. For example, contributing to peace building in a nation. Young people can contribute to peace building by reducing the hate speech that they have, because just having access to something digital like a telephone, whatever message you write can affect the next community or the next person next to you. So if we are careful with how we communicate on how we use some of these devices that we have, we can create peace and we can build our nation. We can use it to send messages of peace.
Youth advocate Anna Maneno believes that young people in South Sudan are already transforming their communities through comedy and filmmaking. She laments that the only challenge facing young people in South Sudan is the lack of recognition.
Young people are already doing a lot. If you follow the social media platform, there's content that they do. They do filming to inspire one another. There's comedy to bring in the spirit of humor, laughter, just for them to remove all of the stress that they're having. We're seeing young people who are developing apps in South Sudan, which is good. And then maybe the challenge is, are they being recognized? Are they being supported? But they are doing amazing already.
Young people are at the forefront of innovation, driving change and creating solutions to some of the most pressing challenges. Community-led initiatives and innovation are playing a crucial role in addressing local challenges and fostering development. Youth and Sports Minister Dr. Joseph Geng urges youth to create and innovate digital applications that will address pressing issues in the community. He calls on young people in South Sudan not just to be users, but creators.
What is the challenge to you, young people, is to create and innovate. We know this platform exists, but have you contributed in creation of those? Can you contribute in creating new platforms? I think if we are comfortable with just using platforms created by other market, obviously we will be users. And as we know, users really cannot be proud of, you know, having used effectively, you know, mechanisms created by others. I think the intention really is that these platforms can offer you opportunities to create and innovate. We know, for instance, a large majority of our rural community, face challenges with, say, health. If somebody creates an application that monitors, you know, maternal health, this would be amazing, as opposed to spreading false information on social media. But more importantly, and this perhaps speaks to the universities, that we must truly decolonize some of these approaches.
In conclusion, the active involvement of youth in community roles is not just beneficial, but essential for the growth and sustainability of our societies. By engaging in various community activities, from volunteering to leadership roles, young people not only contribute to the betterment of their surroundings, but also develop crucial skills and a sense of responsibility. Young people involvement is crucial through engagement and innovation. Youth efforts in community building are laying the foundation for a brighter future. I am Baria Johnson. Thank you for listening.